Darkling by Yasmin Gellinorn. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. Copyright 2008 by Yasmin Gellinorn. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. McGregor, if you think you're going to toss your cookies all over my clean counter, think again. Get to the bathroom now, or I'm going to kick your butt into the middle of the street and teach you the meaning of roadkill. I wiped my hands on one of the crisp white rags that we used to clean the counters of the Wayfarer and carefully draped it over the railing behind the bar while keeping a close eye on the goblin. I didn't like goblins. Not only were they conniving little sneaks, but they posed a potential threat for my sisters and me. The goblin bands were in league with our bitch queen back in Otherworld, who had effectively exiled us by means of a death threat. Until the Civil War was over and she was vanquished, we either had to stay Earthside or head for cities other than El Estriel if we decided to go home to O.W. One loose tongue, and goblins were squealers, and Queen Lethesinar might find out where we were. The elves had helped us rig the portal leading from the basement of the Wayfarer, so it pointed into the shadowed forests of Darkenward, but that only eliminated the immediate threat of the Queen's guards coming through. Now we had to cope with all sorts of skulking creatures wandering into the portal. But we didn't dare close the portal permanently. We needed quick access to Otherworld. I wouldn't have minded the occasional goon poking his head through my doorway, but the elfin guards watching on the other side were lazy. This week alone.